From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds, and this is The Conversation. Amber alerts are those emergency announcements about missing children you hear on broadcast media and see on electronic billboards. There's a new way these announcements are getting out. The wireless Amber Alert system was introduced in December to send alerts to your cell phone. You may have gotten one last night. The alert originated in California, then was sent out in Oregon, and after that, statewide here in Washington yesterday evening. Law enforcement believe the suspect with two missing children was headed toward Canada. On the line with me, Carrie Gordon, the program manager for the Missing and Unidentified Persons Unit at the Washington State Patrol. Carrie, thanks for speaking to us today.
Oh, not a problem at all.
So were you able to find this suspect that the Amber Alert went out on last night?
No, not at this time. The suspects and the victims are still not, we have not had any more information on their location.
Now, last night was the first time I noticed an Amber Alert popping up on my phone. Have these alerts been sent out before here in Washington State?
Two other times. One back in April for a missing child and out of Montana that was located here in Washington. And then a second time in June here in Yakima for a child who was abducted and later located as a direct result of the wireless alert system.
Now, we were swapping notes on this at our morning meeting today, and some of us had the alert on our phones last night and others did not. You were telling us there's still some kinks in the system?
Yes, since it's such a new system and it's not been used in Washington, there are still some issues that the cell phone companies are still working out with software. So depending on your phone type and your phone company carrier, you may have received the alert and you may not. Newer phones equipped with the technology will receive the alerts.
Now, it looked like a text message. Are people being charged when they are sent an Amber Alert?
No, there's no charge for any of the emergency alerts. Amber Alerts through the wireless alert system is one of three different types of alerts that are pushed out this way, and there is no charge for these.
Now, when I first looked at it, it said California, and I said, oh, this must be a mistake. I'm not in California. Why would this be coming to me? But apparently it ripples through the system when you believe the suspect and the missing children are in a certain area.
Right. California initiated the alert after the incident happened, and as a result of the Amber Alert in California, there was information that the suspect was traveling north towards Canada. So as time evolved, there were alerts extended into Oregon and then eventually up here to Washington yesterday afternoon.
Now, I understand this is not something you sign up for. It kind of automatically goes to your phone if your phone is one of them that's in the system.
The wireless emergency alerts are programmed into cell phone devices, and our commercial cell phone carriers have agreed with the Federal Emergency Management Agency to participate in these alerts. And there are three types. There are presidential advisory messages, imminent threats, and then the Amber Alerts. The public can turn off the Amber Alert feature and the imminent threat feature on their cell phone, but the presidential advisories cannot be disabled.
How can you turn off those other alerts?
It's going to vary by cell phone device. I would recommend you contact your cell phone carrier for information on how to deactivate on your particular cell phone. They're all different.
And finally, remind us a little bit more about that alert last night. Who should people be looking for? There was a vehicle, there was a license plate, there was a description.
It's a blue Nissan Versa, and the license plate is California. It's a blue four-door Nissan Versa. I'm getting the license plate here.
Okay.
You. It is 6WCU986, and that's a California license plate.
And if someone sees that vehicle, what should they do, Carrie?
They should dial 911, and from there, the information will be fielded, and their information will be taken and handled appropriately by that emergency center.
Carrie Gordon, Program Manager for the Missing and Unidentified Persons Unit at the Washington State Patrol. Carrie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So that is why you might be seeing more Amber Alerts popping up on your cell phone. Mm-hmm.